Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
But let's talk about something completely different. Dan DeGrice is back in our studio. He's the director of the Rosecrans Florian Program for uniform service personnel. We talk with and about Rosecrans on and off the air a lot here, just because not only are they sponsors, but they have for 100 years been providing these services to the community, which in some ways are more needed now than maybe ever. Dan, good to see you again. How have you been?
John, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I want you to get just a little closer to that microphone.
Sure.
By the way, you gave me a real nice T-shirt. It's not even a T-shirt. It's a shirt from the firehouse right next door, right?
Engine 13 right next door, listening to WGN Radio 720.
You were fire chief there once upon a time?
I was, yeah, once upon a time. 3 years ago, retired.
How is it that you came to work with Rosecrans as a firefighter?
Well, we used their services back when I was the EAP coordinator for the Chicago Firefighters Union and needed to find places that really understood the ins and outs of fire, police, military personnel.
What do you mean by that?
Well, because cultural competency. If you look at a lawyer, there's people that deal with real estate, some deal with child custody, and some deal with marriage. And so with counseling, what's the area of focus or specialty? And not everybody gets what we've experienced in real life.
We being the people that are fire, police, military veterans.
Right.
Is that a different sort of psychology, would you say, or different maybe means of counseling or treating people?
I think the simple answer is yes. I think that there's an area of focus that from psychology you could get general studies, right? But you need to have a specialty in that specific area. I talked to many people throughout the years, and some want to deal with kids and some want to deal with adults. And it's the same thing with professions.
So the Florian program, though, specializes in working with men and women who have been in these trades that we just talked about, police, fire. What is special about that? I guess because they're called upon to deal with people in traumatic situations, and now they have their own sort of traumatic reaction to those situations?
Well, I think the simplest thing, and I'll use you as an example, I think you relate from a personal level and from a comfortability to a lot of the listeners out there. For us, as a former firefighter, I'm not a military vet, but we have two currently that work on our staff. So if I can't relate to the military veterans that come on the unit, then I have other options within our staff. We actually have a chaplain that was 9 years in the military. So we have people that can connect with them at the very basic trust level.
A firefighter might be more able or willing to talk to a former firefighter who's counseling.
Absolutely.
Them. So does the Chicago Fire Department then have a program like that?
We do. We've had it for quite a long time and continue to try to keep it mobile and stable because people do retire and move out. And we're actually going to be doing a training in August to try to bring on and train up and train newer peer supporters.
So the Florian program, though, at Rosecrans, is that inpatient, outpatient? How does that work?
Florian is inpatient. We have worked outpatient as well. Sometimes it's difficult because we get people from all over the country. We've had people from 30 different states.
Come to your program here.
Yeah.
And what is it that they say? What are they going through when they're relating?
Well, I'd love actually to, and we have a guest, Chris, that can probably speak to it from a personal level, but it's, gosh, stigma, fear, anxiety, access to care. I mean, one of the biggest concerns right now with the veteran community is those things, the stigma, homelessness, access to care. Some of the programs and I may not have availability. So what Rosecrans is doing has become, for the last 2 years, a certified provider for the VA. And so that's one means of access to care.
I see.
But that's not exclusive just to people that have that benefit because many veterans don't for various different reasons.
A statistic that the U.S. staff shared with us, in 2020, there were 6,146 veteran suicide deaths, which was 343 fewer than in 2019. The unadjusted rate of suicide in 2020 among U.S. veterans is 31.7 per 100,000. So what's that mean? Just a little over 3 per 1,000. Wow, that's amazing.
Well, what I would say is that, you know, I'm a believer of liars figure and figures lie, and not necessarily that.
What did
that 31 per 100,000 mean? That means that for every one of those, that means that you have mother, father, sibling, child, people that they work with that are touched by that loss. And what we want to do and what we're trying to do and what the VA is trying to do is trying to get to people before they're one of those numbers. And if I could give you a comparable, the general population is about 13 per 100,000. That's an overall with all demographics. So when you look at 31, that's like three times the general population.
20% of U.S. veterans experienced a mental illness in 2020, just under 4 million people. 20% of U.S. veterans experienced a mental illness in 2020. That guest that you were referring to is on a phone line. Chris Mussel is a Rosecrans alum. Hey, Chris, this is John. You're on WGN Radio with Dan. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. Let's just tell a little bit about your story. I have to take a break here in just a minute, but you're a veteran. Tell me about your tour.
Yeah, so I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps Infantry. I deployed to Iraq, and then upon leaving the service, I became a firefighter paramedic in 2010 and a flight paramedic, and I've been doing that ever since.
You were in the Battle of Ramadi, is that right, in Iraq?
Yes, sir. I did the Battle of Ramadi in 06-07.
I know that by name, but now I don't know the details. What does that mean? What was the Battle of Ramadi?
It's a pretty significant battle. So my unit actually did the first battle in 2004-2005, and then I went in 2006-ish, and that's kind of when Ramadi started getting really bad again. And General Petraeus, under the orders of President Bush at the time, ordered the surge of Marines, 1,000 Marines into Ramadi, and it was just a pretty significant warfare during that time period, just day in, day out, just trying to regain control of the city.
What was that like for you as a Marine at that time? What was your day-to-day like?
You know, there was days that, you know, we would maybe, you know, you'd have 5, 6, 7 firefights, and there were days that it would just be firefights, you know, all day long, all night long. And, you know, I think the big thing with what we deal with is that was the norm at the time, right? Because that's the only environment you knew. And so it was so fast-paced, so high-speed, you didn't really have time to process and deal with it or understand. And it was once you were removed from that environment is when it really set in.
I guess that's what they have in common with maybe other members of the service corps, the police and fire. It's this life and then that life, and they're so drastically different, right?
Well, Chris also has spent the last 14 years in a fire service, so his service line has not stopped from the military and serving our nation. And it's we talk off and on monthly, and it's like, when are you able to actually sit down and digest that? It's like if you take a big dinner, right? You got to be able to digest that. You can't go run and do the normal things. How do you manage that, and who do you do it with?
So what was it like for you then when you came home, Chris?
You know, when I came home, it was a tough transition. I think, you know, the military, the VA's gotten a lot better about kind of setting you up a little better for that transition. But it was tough for me because you just wanted to be the normal guy, right? You just wanted to be able to get back on the streets and have a job. And, you know, you wanted to be looked at the same as everybody, and you just wanted to fit in. And I, you know, especially coming from a pretty highly decorated unit, there was a little bit of the tough guy stigma, right? You didn't want to really show your struggles, or you try to manage it on your own internally. And so, you know, that that's probably not the best way to do it, but it, you know, it was a tough transition, because, you know, you were with guys that you saw the worst of the worst with, and, you know, unfortunately you get out of the military and although you might stay in touch with some of them, everybody kind of goes their separate way. And so it's essentially, to me, it's like, well, you're building a new life, and how do you do that? You know, how do you go from living this same exact lifestyle every day for 4 years, day in, day out, to all of a sudden one day you wake up and you're out of the service and you're moving back home, wherever that may be, with Texas for me, and you're trying to, you know, your friends that were there when you left aren't there anymore. They've moved on and established their own lives, and maybe a few of them are. And so it's kind of tough, and, you know, it's kind of lonely in a sense, in a way.
I imagine, too, that when you go back to quote-unquote normal life, you must have looked at the rest of the peaceful, indifferent, unaware world and want to shake people and go, do you know what I've been through? What's going on over there? The difference must be so stark, it must kind of make you, I don't know if angry is the right word, but it must agitate you.
It does. No, you're totally right. It does. It makes you have a greater appreciation. And then you hear people say things and you're like, really? That's what you're complaining about? And so, you know, that's a challenge. And then the other piece, too, is, you know, you kind of go through these different time periods where you turn on the news and it's this happened in Iraq or this happened in Afghanistan. And, you know, it kind of, there's a piece missing because you just want to jump right back into it, you know. And you're like, man, we've done that before. I know we can do it again. And so you constantly live through, I guess, maybe the vicarious trauma of what's going on.
I can understand. The adrenaline, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, just the emotional feelings and the connection, right? You know, you turn on the news and, you know, you lost this or you lost that, you know, part of the war or things like that. Or, you know, a city that you maybe gain control of, lost control, and it's tough because how do you process that? And you have to try to understand that, like, hey, you did your time, but your time's over, and it's somebody else's fight now. And that's tough to deal with.
We're talking with a couple of people. That voice belongs to Chris Mussel. He is a Rosecrans alum, a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, also a firefighter, paramedic, but somebody who's also struggled with PTSD and alcohol abuse. And I want to talk a little bit about how you then got back on your feet. Dan DeGrice is in our studio. He's kind of a friend of the show's. He's the director of the Rosecrans Florian Program for uniformed service personnel. And one of them we're talking to is Chris Mussel, who is a Rosecrans alum, veteran of the Marine Corps, a firefighter, paramedic, who has gone through. So then, Chris, did you go through the program at Rosecrans?
I did. Yes, sir. I did back in 2020.
You know, we were talking off the air about your experience, Chris. What was that like, though? Dan and I were. Just tell me a little bit about how that worked. Did you go to group therapy? You found yourself suffering not only from PTSD, but alcohol abuse. So what was it like when you walked in there or encountered them?
You know, I'll be honest with you. It was kind of scary at first because I'd never been through anything like that. And of course it was new to me, but once I got into the Florian unit, you know, it was the best thing I ever did. And from the counselors daily to Dan, to just the things that they help you to process. And, you know, it's interesting that I share this with you because when I went there, I went for PTSD. In my mind, I didn't have an alcohol problem, right? It was the PTSD, and it was through Rosecrans and through that program that I learned that alcohol was probably a problem too. And you know, we like to say the alumni of the unit, like you're, you know, in the beginning, when you first get to the unit, that's the worst you're ever going to feel. And it's true. And as you progress, whether you're there 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever your timeline is, as you move through the program, you just find this new confidence and hope and life and ability about you. And it's just, it's almost something that you can't articulate the way that they have it down to a science and the care and things of that nature. And the one thing that was really great about Rosecrans is it's I like to call it, it's a safe place, right? You can go there and you can cry and you can get it all out and you can be upset and you can be sad and you can be depressed. And that's what they want, at least in my opinion. And it's almost like I like to equate it to the Marine Corps. When you go to boot camp, or they're going to break you down to the very bottom and they're going to build you back up. And that's kind of what Rosecrans did for me. Was it was like, hey, let's get it all out right here. Like, don't leave anything on the table when you leave these doors. And we're going to bring you back up and teach you how to, you know, be able to cope with it, and live a better lifestyle.
I'm not asking you to be specific, but when you did relate to the people at Rosecrans, what were you talking about? Your military experiences? Is that what you weren't able to maybe talk to the general population about, but you were there? Was that it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that sometimes, you know, there was firefighters there, there were paramedics there, there were military guys from all different walks of the military. And so, you know, it was nice to be able to relate to them and be able to see guys in the room from all different parts of the country. And it's like, hey, I'm not the only one going through this. Hmm. And I think there's a fine line between the general population and then, you know, maybe guys that walk the walk with you of understanding, right? And sometimes maybe when you're talking to the general public or just anybody, you know, like they want to be there for you, but they maybe don't truly understand. And that's where those guys in those rooms understand. And, you know, although I might not have been in a battle with a guy in the room, like he's been in the same type of situation. And it's like, man, that guy gets it, you know. And the military is very strong. It's a very bonded community. It's a very, you know, we stick together a lot. And so it's just like the fire department. You walk in and there were guys, I never met a single guy in there before I walked in those doors. And when I walked in, it was like a sense of comfort, like, cool, this guy gets it. And it was like we served together for years.
Huh. I'm glad there is a place like that for you and the millions of veterans out there. Maybe not all of them have access to Rosecrans, but boy, I'm sure glad we got that around here. Chris, it sounded like it helped you tremendously.
Yeah, it did. And I think the Dan and his staff, the counselors, you can tell just by going through the program that, you know, Dan maybe alluded to it a bit earlier, but they really specialized in,
yeah,
you know, military first responder uniform personnel, because in my opinion, as somebody that still walks that walk, it's a very specialized, I mean, the trauma that you see, the things that you deal with, it's a very specialized realm in the sense of maybe, you know, treatment, psychology, counseling, all those things. And those guys are top notch, and they continue to crush it daily.
Well, if I may, Chris, I think you've served your country in two different ways then, both your military service and now your candor here. That's a great service to veterans and all of us as well. So thank you on both counts. It's nice to visit with you today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Chris Mussel is a Rosecrans alum, and thanks for introducing us to him.
John, I mean, he's a true American hero, and I can't help but get a little bit emotional. I mean, he's got a wife and two beautiful kids, and if that population, we need to be able to help.
Amen to that. Dan DeGrice is the director of the Rosecrans Florian program, and that's where they do that. You can find out more at rosecrans.org. And Dan, thanks for the shirt from the firefighters.
Yeah.
Thanks for your service as well.
I'm sure if you're hungry, they got some lunch over there. Just talk to Captain Ward.
They're nice guys over there. I've visited with them before.